brother shot him because why? Stand by. Oh, she told the doctor that she told Dr. Cassidy that?
Well, she told Anthony that she told
Dr. Cassidy that. Stand by. Things were all right at her house, Roger. Thank you. Did you say, I personally wish that Dr. Anthony and his clinical staff over? Stand by. Roger, stand by. Roger. He was quite hypocritical, question mark, after that. Question mark after she was quite hypocritical. WD6EDI standing by with WD6MID for Blade R3. Roger, go ahead.
Unfortunately, the things for her and the kids, et cetera, are intermingle throughout all of the steps that she's going to have to go through, all six. Sorry about that. It was a very rushed job at the last minute.
By the way, Will, if you ever don't know exactly what to put in something, you know, to fit it in, how about you might consider a little of the old brew, a little C-O-F-F-E-E, would be really appreciated. From the Capitol pretty soon. We're getting all the binder and everything, so it'll be a lot cheaper. In fact, coffee that is a lot cheaper, because that's where you are. But the radio room could use, you know, just its own little stock.
Well, Roger, I heard the radio room could use a little plastic plug-in teapot, too, so I'm going to look around the old house for one of those and send down WD6DVI with WD6MIV portable 8RC. That probably won't be till next week. I don't get out much these days to shop or anything, over. Well, James is telling me that something is all for my eyes, so I suppose I better talk to James. I don't know. Stand by.
I don't know whether those are the same as the two-striped socks. You know, Laura wanted the kind with two stripes, and I noticed.
Remember the situation I talked about last week with Thomas's mother-in-law? Well, that's completed. That has been completed. We got a call today from, I think it's Lil's counterpart. This is something from Arlene's department that involves Dr. Bryant and, Felix's counterpart in Dr. Bedford's area, and a number of other people. Anyway, it's tomorrow in Dr. Bedford's place, and it's 15. WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable 8R3.
Shoemaker. Oh, that's
and it's you know, a lot of it's a lot of Andrew's friends, you know, meeting together in unity over. As soon as possible, if you can, it would be Actually would help Nathan out a lot too, I think. If you think of anything else for my friend who's going to be contacting Dr. Miles, let me know. She'll be here through tomorrow evening. He works in the same department as Dr. White.
This frequency is in use.
frequency is in use. This is WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable 8R3. The frequency is in use. The frequency is in use. WB6DVI standing by with WB6MID portable 8R3 standing by.
WB6DVI WA5MHW.
Roger, roger.
Good evening. Been reading the mail on you a little while. Just wondered, y'all mission work or just medical work or what?
Roger, missionary medical work in South America. That's correct.
Oh, sound like a winner. Out here is Tracy, by the way. We're located in Fort Worth, Texas. And I was just kind of curious. I have a medical missionary friend down in Santa Domingo, and does a lot of work down there. So
we always have people like Danielle Webb. Roger.
Yeah. WD6DVI with WD6MIV, port of void up. Is that it? WD6DVI with WB6MIV, port of void out 3, standing by for just a moment.
Thank you.
I'm still checking it. The doctor, Roger, two doctors out of the way.
Come to the event this week to join us at the event. Over.